Many years there's frost on the pumpkin right about now at Rosie Creek Farm near Fairbanks, but not so this year. Farm co-owner Mike Emmers says there's definitely frost, but
there are no pumpkins this year.
Emmers says pumpkins were among the crops that didn't do so well this year at Rosie Creek due to a quirky growing season that challenged both farmers and gardeners with too much rain and cool temperatures, sometimes very cool.
Not only was it cooler than normal and wetter than normal in June and July, but we had unexpected frost events during those times. So it would rain, it would clear off, and we had what would be called a killing frost around the 10th or 11th of June.
Emmers says he managed to revive much of his winter squash and beans, which usually are his most abundant crops, yielding about 4,000 pounds of squash and 1,000 pounds of beans annually. But a second killer frost in July ended his cultivation of the crops this year. Emmers even lost half his potato crop, which usually does okay in cool, rainy weather, but which this year was flooded out.
My numbers aren't in yet on harvest, but I know without the squash and beans, losing half my potatoes, we're down, a conservative estimate would be 30% to 40% on overall crop yield on the farm from a normal year.
But like most farmers, Emmers always hedges his bets by planting a variety of vegetables that'll grow well under different conditions. So he managed to salvage a pretty good yield on other crops, including onions, despite an attack of cutworms, and salad greens, some of which he's still harvesting, and garlic, which he and one of his other workers were processing last week.
The garlic did fairly well because they like it when it's moist in the springtime.
Many other growers around the interior reported similar results, says Steve Seafelt. He's the Cooperative Extension Services Fairbanks Area Agricultural and Horticultural Agent.
Some crops were really benefited by the rain, the weather we have this year. My peas were great this year. Everybody talked about the kale and cabbage. Carrots were terrific. Broccoli did fairly well. Parsley was amazing.
Other growers, like farmers in the Delta Junction area that cultivate grain and livestock feed, pulled off respectable harvests due to a relatively warm September. Phil Kaspari, who runs Delta's Cooperative Extension Office, says the warm spell enabled many farmers to get in a second cutting and baling of hay after a growing season that 2 weeks ago looked like a total bust.
People have been going as fast as they can through these last couple of weeks of beautiful weather, and a lot of work was accomplished. And hopefully we get a little more weather here yet that's favorable for baling, because there is quite a little bit of second cutting crop out there yet.
Kaspari says that'll help hold down the cost of hay this year, but he says it'll still be probably somewhere around $400 a ton, at least partly because some farmers are trying to recoup some of the losses they suffered last year. In Delta, I'm Tim Ellis.